Good morning. It is May 1st, Wednesday. All right, so we won again last night. Hockey rolling. Actually, the free picks, I should say, are rolling better than the premium picks, but that's an anomaly that will not stand. Free picks aren't necessarily weaker or stronger. They're random for the most part. It's a parlay play, as you know. And they don't always have multiple parlays to play with, so sometimes it's just the only parlay there is. All right, let's go. Going back to the ice today. Yesterday we were saved by that +1.5 with Boston. I did think Toronto would win, by the way. I had that as a premium play and lost. We won the other one. We had Carolina by 1.5, and they, of course, did. They won by 3. But for the parlay, we just needed Carolina to win, and we needed Boston either to win or lose by only one, and that's what happened, so we had the winner. All right, so the free play for today is the same. We're going right back to the same pond here, frozen pond, if you will. We're going to parlay Edmonton on the money line, so that'll be the replacement for Carolina. So this formula of the same, and then Dallas +1.5 will be the replacement for Boston from yesterday's pick. So Edmonton money line, Dallas +1.5. This time we're only paying -115. Yesterday we had to pay -139. Today only -115 because Edmonton's a slight less favorite. They're 190 to 200 favorite. Carolina was plus, you know, more than 200. And Boston was a bigger favorite than Dallas. So we're getting a little bit of a bonus here. It's the same scenario though. Dallas is at home. Edmonton is at home. That's what we had last night. Boston and Carolina were at home. It's also a situation where Edmonton's going to close out the series, just like Carolina did. It's a little bit different opponent, obviously. But the LA Kings, I talked about it on the Patreon site, the score projections page there. That it would be a 5-game series. It was 7-3 playoffs ago, you know, including this year. It was 6 games last year, and I think it'll be 5 games this year. And for that to happen, they win tonight. Now, of course, you don't want to be predicting things like that and putting too much emphasis on individual. You want to put more emphasis on individual games, not on an early prediction. Yesterday, or last time we played, several days ago now, it was a bang-bang game, slamming around. Edmonton probably only, was it 13, 14, 15 shots on goal? That's all they needed. They won 1-0. The total on this game is unpredictable. It's a wild card. Edmonton wins, though. Whether it's a low-scoring game or a high-scoring game, Edmonton gets it done. It's over. Edmonton's not letting it go to L.A. for Game 6. Dallas and Vegas, that's an interesting one. I alluded to on this, either it was a podcast regarding NBA or a podcast regarding hockey, and I think I referenced both, that you see these anomalies where the road team wins every game. It's a little more common in NHL, actually, and I should rephrase that. It's really not common at all, but it seems like it's happened in NHL. So we have that right now where Vegas won the first 2 games in Dallas to start out with a 2-0 lead. Dallas comes back in Vegas and wins 2-0 on the road. Now we're back in Dallas. That's not how this is going to work. That's just a ridiculous. You know, well, the road, you don't bet on the road team every time. There is advantages of betting on the road team because the price is in your favor. Home teams are going to get the public money as a rule. However, this is a Dallas. This is going to flip. Dallas is going to win at home. But again, just like Boston yesterday, we needed that 1.5. We're going to take the 1.5. Edmonton to win. Dallas +1.5, -115 in the parlay. And of course, that's the alternate line for Dallas. 1 unit on this. Mentioned it was 1 unit last night. And it was a half unit for the premium players because we had other action. It is a full unit on either way. Premium side, free pick side. 1 unit. Dallas +1.5, Edmonton to win. Good luck.